Many children think that, well, I know, we know that we have to use everything in a worthwhile way, we have to help in Baba's task, but then supposing destruction takes place right now, then whatever I give will not be used in service. So, and then they think a lot, should I give little, should I give more, should I give little by little? So, these thoughts of the children reach Baba. However, now suppose, now suppose
seva mein samarpan kiya,
you have surrendered your body in Baba's service,
your body for that ki vibration mein lagaya,
you have used your mind in sending pure vibrations to the world, and your wealth, whatever you have or however much you have, well, compared to what you are going to gain in the future, the wealth you have at present is nothing. However, even if you surrender that wealth for Baba's work and tomorrow destruction takes place, then is your wealth going to be used in a worthwhile way, or is it going to go waste because it was not used in service as destruction would take place? That means the wealth was not used in service. Then will you say that your wealth was used in a worthwhile way? But you have to ask yourself, to whom did you give for making it be used in a worthwhile way? You gave it to Baba, didn't you? To Bap Dada, for making it be used in a worthwhile way. Now even if destruction takes place, so what? Baba is imperishable, Baba does not perish. So when you give it in Baba's name, you accumulate, you save it in imperishable father's imperishable account, even if it is 1 hour before destruction, and then destruction takes place and the wealth may not be used because destruction takes place. But then as you give it in Baba's name, which Baba who's imperishable, then that account also becomes imperishable, and then it is Baba who's bound to give you multi-million fold of what you gave. Because Baba will not perish, the old world will perish. The old world will be destroyed, but Baba will not perish, he won't be destroyed. Therefore, whatever you give with your heart, it shouldn't be that you give it reluctantly, but it should be done from the heart. It should not be done reluctantly, or because someone else does it and therefore you do it, then you won't get the return accordingly. Of course you do get a return because you give it to the bestower. However, but you do not get the return to its fullest extent.